This is a disclaimer. This episode includes spoilers.
And the brutal mispronunciation of names and cities.
Which we are incredibly sorry for.
And do not mean to offend anyone in any way, shape, or form.
Now let's get on to the episode. This is Katie.
And this is Ella.
And you're listening to
Celebrity Deep Dive. Here we review America's favorite celebrities and dive deeper into their off-screen lives. We cover everything from their childhood to their current status.
Today, we're taking a look at singing sensation, Billie Eilish.
All right, let's get started right away with her childhood information. Here's her birth information first. She was born on December 18th in 2001, which makes her a Sagittarius with her zodiac sign. And she is of Irish and Scottish descent.
She was homeschooled, and her parents taught her the fundamentals of songwriting.
She grew up listening to musicians such as The Beatles, Justin Bieber, Green Day, and Lana Del Rey, which are all pretty different musicians, so she's got a well-rounded musical background. And you're going to hear more about Justin Bieber later, so stay tuned for that, because I love this.
So she auditioned for some productions, but didn't really like it. So instead, she recorded background dialogue for crowd scenes in movies such as Ramona and Pisa's Diary of a Wimpy Kid and the X-Men series, and joined the LA Children's Chorus at age 8.
All right, it's time for claim to fame. She made her singing debut singing Ocean Eyes in 2016, which was written by her brother originally for his band, but he eventually decided it would be better with Billie's voice. And that currently has 241 million views on YouTube.
So her biggest hit is her song Bad Guy that came out in 2019, and it hit, drumroll please, 809 million views.
What? That is a ton of views.
Oh my gosh.
Like, that is so much.
All right, so now we're going to list her albums and, I mean, her just her songs. Ella, why don't you start?
Okay, so let's go back and forth. So her first one is just a bunch of exclamation points. It doesn't really have, like, a verbal title, but, you know, it's a lot of exclamation points. So next song.
Her next song is called 8.
Okay. So we're trying to keep this, like, clean for this production, but production. I said, like, this is a movie. So, this one's called All the Good Girls Go to Heck. Am I allowed to say that? Does that count?
Sure.
Yeah. You guys know what I'm talking about. And if you don't, you can research it or Google it. Okay. Because it's very popular. You'll find it easily.
And then her next song is And Burn, which I'm guessing goes along with All the Good Girls.
Yes. Yes, it probably does. Then we have Bellyache.
And then we have...
this is another one. Katie's trying to avoid a word.
We're keeping it friendly here, guys.
Witches,
Broken Hearts.
Yes, good job.
Okay,
we're coming up with these on the spot. Okay, so no judgment here. The next one is called Bored.
Bury a Friend.
Come Out and Play.
Copycat.
Everything I Wanted.
Goodbye.
Hostage.
I Love You.
I Don't Want to Be You Anymore, which is all one word, all lowercase.
I don't know how to say that.
Iomilo.
Okay, so let me just tell you. Wait, is that a capital I or a lowercase?
I honestly have no idea, okay? Iomilo.
Iomilo. Iomilo. Okay.
At this point, I don't think anybody actually comes to this podcast for... like, specific information anymore, so, you know. Again, you guys can research this if you need to see it.
Okay, so, Listen Before I Go.
Lovely.
My Boy.
My Future.
My Strange Addiction.
Isn't that the name of a TV show?
Yes, it is.
Yes. No Time to Die.
Party Favor.
6 Feet Under.
Watch.
When I Was Older.
When the Party's Over.
Wish You Were Gay.
Zanny? Is that how you say that?
Zanny? Something like that. And You Should See Me in a Crown.
So, yeah, those are all of her songs. Very impressive.
Very,
that,
yes.
That she's only, what, 18?
Yeah, she's 18. Mm-hmm. That is a lot of work for an 18-year-old. Okay, so we're going to get on to her current status and go from there. So right now, she is working on her new album that probably won't be released this year, but she's very hard at work on it, and we can expect a new one eventually.
Yes. Okay, so now we're going to move on to her awards.
So we're going to go through her, well, she was nominated for 122 awards. And, sorry, I'm messing this up already. She was nominated for 122 awards, and she won 51. We are only going to list 25, but if you need to look for more, there are lots of websites you can check it out. And before we start listing the 25 she won, there are also 16 that are pending, so there are more that could be added to the 51 total.
Yes, all right. So let's start. In 2019, she won New Artist of the Year.
In 2019, she won Favorite Alternative Artist.
In 2019, she won Global Artist of the Year.
In 2019, she won Songwriter of the Year.
In 2019, for her album When We Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go, she won Album of the Year.
In 2019, she won the Vanguard Award.
In 2019, she won Woman of the Year. Just the Woman of the Year.
In 2020, she won International Female Solo Artist.
In 2019, she won Silo Grand 61 Seconds to 5 Minutes for Share Your Gifts.
In 2019, she won Foreign Album of the Year for When We Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go?
In 2019, she won Best Foreign New Act.
And in 2020, she won Best New Artist.
In 2020, she won Album of the Year again for When We Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go?
In 2020, she won Best Pop Vocal Album for When We Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go?
She won Record of the Year in 2020 for Bad Guy.
In 2020, she won Song of the Year for Bad Guy.
And then she won International Album of the Year in 2020 for her album When We Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go?
For that same album, she won Best International Album in 2019.
And then in 2019, she won Best Pop Song for Bad Guy.
In 2019, she won Best Song for Bad Guy.
And Best New Act for Bad Guy in that same year.
Mm-hmm. In 2019, she won Global Hit for a Bad Guy.
And Best New Artist in 2019.
And in 2019, she won Push Artist of the Year.
And then lastly, in 2019, she won Best Editing for, I'm guessing, the Bad Guy music video.
Yeah.
So yeah, those are only 25, like half of them, but there are a lot more. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
All right, let's get on to her family life. Her childhood family. Her mother was Maggie Bayard. I am probably pronouncing this wrong, but we say this in every episode, so you guys get it by now. I can't pronounce words right. It just doesn't work for me. So, Maggie. And her father's name is Patrick O'Connell. She has one sibling, her brother, Phineas O'Connell. And he has helped her in her music career a lot, so he gets some of the credit. He even shares some of the awards with her.
Yes. So. He writes a lot of her songs. Mm-hmm. And he actually started her career by giving her Ocean Eyes to sing. Mm-hmm.
It was originally going to be for his band, but he thought it would be better with her voice, so he started off her career. And then for her current family, she's still pretty young, and we haven't seen any partners right now at the time. So we're sticking with her child, quote-unquote, childhood family. Okay, we're going to move on to one of my personal favorite parts of the podcast episode. We are going to talk about the gossip. So we have a two-part gossip today. The first one is a little more gossipy. The second part's more of just like a fun story to share. So Katie, you want to get started on the first one?
Sure. Oh, sorry. Billy unfollowed everyone on Insta, so she has zero followers now. I mean, she follows zero people. So she posted something on her story saying that if she was following, quote unquote, your abuser, she would unfollow them right away. And she must have received so many replies because she literally follows nobody now. So, and this may have been the reason she unfollowed everyone, or it could have been a cover-up for some other reason she unfollowed everybody.
Mm-hmm. All right, moving on to our second story here. So, Billie Eilish's Justin Bieber obsession was exposed by her parents. So, Billie and her parents were on the latest, or one of the more recent, Me and Dad radio episodes. So, her mother revealed that she would sob in the car on the way to and from dance class while listening to Justin Bieber because she loved it so much. And both her parents considered taking her to therapy because of her obsession, but I guess as she got older, it subsided because that never actually ended up happening, and she seems to be okay today.
Yep, okay. So now we're going to move on to the lightning round, which are random facts, random miscellaneous facts that we couldn't find to put in a certain subject.
All right.
So, Ella, why don't you start us off?
All right, she was the youngest artist to win Album of the Year for the Grammys.
Her song Bad Guy won 10 awards and is pending for four more awards.
Both of her parents were in the entertainment industry.
She started writing songs at only 11 years old.
Her brother is a big part of her music career, as we talked about earlier. He wrote some with her and some without her, most of her songs, as well as producing her music and performs with her for live shows.
She dresses oversized because she doesn't want to be body shamed.
Her style is inspired by Tyler, the Creator.
She's been a vegan for around since 2014.
Her favorite TV show is The Office.
She surprisingly has Tourette's syndrome, which she has learned to mostly control in public, and I don't think a lot of people know that about her.
Mm-hmm. She never smiles in photographs because it makes her feel weak and powerless.
One of her fans drew a picture of her with blacked out eyes and black tears, which she loved so much that she gave it to her director to draw inspiration for a music video, which ended up being When the Party's Over.
Mm-hmm. She wants full control of knowing where her avocados are.
You fell for it.
I legit just read it across because I'm like brain dead today. Wait, do we have to do all that again? Thanks, Karen.
I didn't think you were going to hold her.
I was just reading it, and I was like, wait, what? And then you could hear me. I was like, full control of knowing where her avocados are. Can we just keep going with this? I'm going to just keep going with this. This is a joke Katie and I like to play on each other, where we add weird things into the script and see if each other will read it. And I'm on, like, autopilot today, kind of.
So, okay,
and I just read it.
Normally, we just put yeet in it, but as we'll find out in the next bullet point, it's an avocado joke with Billie Eilish, so
right.
I put it in there. So we're just going to continue, ignore that part.
Yes, or don't, because that was kind of funny. So okay. She really wants full control in terms of her style, music, and videos and social media. She says she would rather die than let someone else take over just to make things easier.
And then here's where the joke comes in. Her Instagram handle, her previous Instagram handle, was at Where Are The Avocados. It was made as a joke based on when she was 10, making grilled cheese, but she couldn't find any avocados to go with it.
Yeah. So because everybody has grilled cheese and avocados.
Yeah, I don't need avocados to eat my grilled cheese.
Yeah.
But
so you can see Katie and I, we've done this actually throughout the script, not just right here, but we'll add in something like Where Are The Avocados and try and make each other laugh. We've done so many takes of this, we're just gonna keep rolling with this one.
Yes.
And all right. You guys let us know on our Instagram stuff if you want to hear a blooper reel, because a lot of this stuff gets us. And we'll do other takes, but we save a lot of stuff.
Mostly me, though. It mostly gets
me.
All right, so that's all we have today about Billie Eilish.
Make sure to tune in Friday and subscribe to our podcast to listen to our weekly episodes.
And follow us on Instagram @CelebrityDetails and Twitter and Twitter at Celeb Deep Dive, where you can suggest other celebrities and other information you want to hear about them.
Also, don't forget to share this video with your family and friends.
And check out our website, which is linked in our bio. So, thanks for listening to
Celebrity Deep Dive.
Bye.
Bye.